Lone Star Brahma Hockey on KATX. Listen all season as we bring you up to date on all things Brahmas. Interviews with coaches, players, and more featuring in-depth details about previous games as well as upcoming matchups. It's Lone Star Brahma Hockey with your host, Matthew Householder.
Brahma Talk with Coach Dan Wildfong on the line. And Coach Dan, how are we doing this morning?
I'm doing great.
Well, after going 1-for-1 over the weekend, I think that you honestly sound a little more enthusiastic than we normally hear from you.
Well, it's just nice. I thought we had a decent weekend. We obviously didn't get the result on Friday, but we played well. And then Saturday, I thought we had a really, really good game. So I think our team's starting to turn a corner here, hopefully. And, it's obviously positive.
Whenever you can hear the tone in a coach's voice change ever so slightly, you know it's a good thing. But I didn't get to listen in or to watch the game on Friday night. So if you could just give us a quick recap.
Well, with softball, Topeka got off to a good start. They came at us hard, and they took a shot from a bad angle, hit our goalie's inside of his pad and went in. It's kind of a fluky goal. No one even in front or near him. Just is a weird goal. I haven't seen a goal like that in a while. Kind of gave them momentum, and they kind of came pretty hard in the first. I think the shots were even all the way through the first period. And then, we got a nice tying goal by Matty Lathon. And the next shift, they come out and score a goal. Kind of broke our hearts a little bit. Cole Rose gets a huge goal in the third period to get us tied up. And then we, let a power play goal go in midway through the third period, which kind of, set us back on our heels again. And then they got another fluky goal, a 4-on-4, hit 3-sticks and goes up over Nahama. And then, we had a power play late in the game. We pulled our goalie, so they ended up getting one on the power play or the penalty kill, too. So it's just one of those games. I thought we played really well. We had good opportunities, good chances. If you look at it, they got two goals that had good lucky bounces, but again, you got to be good to be lucky, and the hockey guys will pay off, and they paid the peak off. So then the next night was a little different.
Well, and my main contact there with the Brahmas is Chad Seward, the ticket manager, and I texted him late on Friday when I finally got home from a playoff high school football game and said, "Hey, how do we do?" And he texted back to me the next morning and said, "We are struggling." And I said, "Oh, must not have been a weird game, And sure enough, I'm going to go ahead and read the article very quickly by Cliff Foster, posted at LoneStarBrahmas.com. The Lone Star Brahmas dropped a weird and tough loss on Friday night, only to come in and fire up the win machine with an exciting 6-round overtime 2-1 win against the visiting Topeka Roadrunners. No scoring in the first, but Matt Lison, who has been a scoring machine since he returned, started it up early in the second period with an absolute beauty. After creating the turnover, Lison snagged the puck, split the defenders, and tapped the puck in between the wickets of the Roadrunners' PJ Bridges. The rest of the second period went all the Brahmas' way as well. Then early into the third, Lone Star Brahmas got in a little bit of penalty trouble. They gave the Roadrunners a 5-on-3 power play situation. Brahmas' kill was almost perfect until they were short by 2, and number 17 Tyler Poulsen was on the receiving end of a pass from number 16 Sly Sutter that they were able to sneak past the near perfect Jacob Nahima. This was the result all the way through the rest of the third and the 4-on-4 overtime period. This naturally brings us into the shootout. And after a long, crazy first several rounds, an absolutely nasty shot by number 24, Alexei Solovey, and the young Russian slipped a dirty one past Bridges. However, the real shootout hero turned out to be none other than the man with the great name, number 10, Gordy Helmuth. A hard wrister from point-blank range found itself past Bridges and ends the game as the Brahmas pick up a big win. And, you know, I saw the posting on Facebook and I was excited about that. But wow, I mean, sixth round of a shootout.
Yeah, I know. Crazy. It's kind of funny. It's nice that Gordy got another, Gordy Holmes got another, you know, shootout G-dub. So, you know, it gave him some confidence as well. So.
Well, and after coming out of that second game, obviously you're feeling better, you know, being able to pick up a win against Topeka there at home. Overall, with the night's comparisons, Friday, Saturday night, what did you think was the big difference there?
Well, I thought our penalty kill really struggled, even though it struggled on Friday night. Like, even though we didn't, I think we only gave up one, might have been one power play goal, I can't remember exactly, but they were just getting too many opportunities, and then we really did a good job adjusting on Saturday with their power play. Obviously, we made some adjustments too. With their, they came at us with a 1-2-2, a little more of a trap in the neutral zone, and we made some adjustments that helped us as well. So, I think our team's learning to be you know, adjust on the fly a little bit instead of, you know, just keeping the same kind of regimen at against or for.
I'm not going to say it's been a constant issue, but it's been an issue that we've seen at times. Puck control and puck handling, especially some of those passes. Overall, how are you feeling that the Brahmas are doing in that aspect?
I think we can really clean that up. You know, we don't have the most skilled team, obviously, right now, so we really have to start to work on winning battles one-on-one, down low, making good solid tape-to-tape passes. Like, we throw, instead of throwing it tape-to-tape, and, you know, just puck possession, like you said, down low. I think we're a one-and-done. We got to start being second, third effort, get other opportunities as well, not just have more possession in the offensive zone instead of just in for a shot and they're back at us.
Well, and one of the aspects that comes into play there is keeping up on the forecheck, and overall it seems like they've been doing much better job in that aspect too.
Yeah, I think, you know, when we do deposit pucks and get them in their zone, we do put guys in after it and we're retrieving some pucks now. So that's why, obviously, we're improving. I see this, you know, the shot totals are a lot closer, and, you know, it's going to start getting us more Ws. If, you know, we knew this was a process. It's a longer process than we want it to be and the fans want it to be, but at the end of the day, these guys are learning. They are getting better as a team, and we're starting to turn some of these into a win.
Well, the one of the things that it seems to me that all these guys are starting to get a little more comfortable in their own skin out there on the ice here in the NAHL.
Yeah, I think they're getting comfortable in that, but
I wouldn't say comfortable as a whole, you know. You don't want them to get too comfortable. You want to keep on your toes, and so I hate using that terminology, but
they are learning how to win battles in this league and how tough a league it is, you know. It's not an easy league to play in. It's a really good league, and guys are understanding if you're not bringing it every shift, every night, it's usually in the back of your net. So they're learning, and I, like I said, I think they're heading in the right direction.
Well, coming up this Friday and Saturday, y'all head on down to Corpus Christi to take on the Ice Rays. And what should we be expecting from the Brahmas this week? What are y'all going to be really working on?
Well, we're working on big time is puck possession in the offensive zone. Like, we're working on cycling the puck. I don't think our guys use each other enough, how to cycle, how to keep possession in the offensive zone. So we're really stressing a lot of that in practice right now.
Well, very good. And then again, that's coming up on Friday and Saturday, both games beginning around 7 o'clock, possibly 7:30. Sometimes those times vary just slightly, but you can check it out, fasthockey.com, if you want to travel on down to Corpus Christi. I'm sure that they'd love to have some Brahmas fans sitting on their side. Also coming up, Wichita Falls Wildcats. Y'all will be playing them the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Are you going to be able to have any of the players' parents come into town for that?
I don't know. I'm sure they will be. But it's obviously around Thanksgiving, so it's nice to have family in town. So if they do, it'd be great.
Well, we look forward to it, and I'm actually going to be able to make it out to that game. And after the game, you'll have a military skate?
Yeah, correct.
So very cool. Any veterans, any current or former service members able to go and skate on the ice after the Brahma, hopefully, hopefully victory on that Wednesday night heading into Thanksgiving. And then, let's see, y'all will have a couple games the beginning weekends in December, but then nothing till around January 10th and 11th. So if you haven't been to a Brahmas game, we want to encourage you to get out there. Again, LoneStarBrahmas.com for more information. You can call the NITEC Sports Arena if you would like to get tickets. Coach Dan Wildfong, I want to thank you so much for joining us this morning and taking time out of your busy schedule, and we look forward to seeing you Friday on FastHockey.com.
Sounds great. Thank you. You do a great job.
Well, thank you so much, Coach.
Thanks for tuning in for Lone Star Brahma Hockey.
There we go, there we go.
Continue to listen all season for details of games directly from the players and coaches.
Go, bud, let's go. Come on, boys, get that net. Come on, boys, come on, boys.
To listen to this episode or previous, head over to LoneStarBrahmas.com or find them on Facebook.
Yeah, baby.
Lone Star Brahmas on KATX.